Hey everyone, welcome to Share Your Sparkle, and I'm your host, Dr. Darlene Berrios. Welcome to Season 2, Episode 1, From the Past to Now. Hello, people! I hope you've been well. It's been a nice month to refresh, recharge, and try to figure out what to do next and take a break and restore in a way. So, welcome back. I don't know where you are in the world, but the weather's changing and it's nice. I thought about what I should do to start off the episode, and this is being released on April 13th to 2021, and I'm recording the day before, so on April 12th, and today the twins, who I co-raised, are turning 23, or just turned 23, and tomorrow my güela, which is my abuela, but we say güela because that's what happens sometimes with names. They get changed, and in my family, we refer to my grandmother as my güela, my maternal güela. She's turning 89 tomorrow on April 13th. So I thought it would be interesting to talk about the past, those specific years when my grandmother and the twins were born, to now. It's really interesting to think about the years they were born and maybe the year that you were born as well to now and how life has changed. So I'm going to start off with actually a letter from the kid president. So if you don't know anything about kid president, he's awesome. I used a lot of his work when I was in teaching in like elementary school age setting. And this book is actually Kid President's Guide to Being Awesome. His name is Robbie Novak. So he wrote this book in 2015 with his, I believe, brother-in-law. And so let me just read a little bit about him. Robbie Novak is known to millions as Kid President. He is 11 years old. So that was, 6 years ago. He loves corn dogs and basketball and has kissed Beyonce. Together, he and his brother-in-law, Brad Montague, are on a mission to inspire kids and grown-ups to make the world more awesome. Robbie has osteogenesis imperfecta, OI, a brittle bone condition that has resulted in his having more than 70 breaks since birth. His condition doesn't keep him from living large, busting out sweet dance moves on a daily basis, or honoring his presidential writing duties alongside Brad. This is their first book. If you haven't seen Kid President, Google him, Robbie Novak. He's hilarious, funny, inspiring. And in the book, by the way, thanks friends who got it for me years ago. They got me a signed copy from Robbie and the brother-in-law. But in the book, there's a letter to a person on their first day here. And he wrote it, let's see here. Oh, no, he didn't write it. I'm sorry. The letter was written by Brad for a little guy named Miles, which is his son, Robbie's nephew. So I thought it would be really cool to read. A letter to a person on their first day here. Today, over 360,000 babies will be born, and you are one of them. Welcome. This is the world. It's a pretty cool place. There's a lot to see and smell. There's corn dogs. I'm getting ahead of myself. There's just so much to do. There's singing and dancing and laughing. It's especially great when you laugh and milk comes out of your nose. Well, it's only great if you just had milk. Otherwise, it's just gross. But some days, gross things will happen. Some days, awesome things will happen. Some days, you'll get ice cream. Some days, you won't. Some days, your kite will fly high. Some days, it gets stuck in a tree. That's just how it is here. Don't worry, though. You won't be doing this alone. You're going to meet lots of people here. Some of them will be really nice and some won't be. It's not that they can't be nice. It's just, well, maybe they're just having a bad day. Being a person is hard sometimes. You should give people high fives just for getting out of bed. Treat everybody like it's their birthday, even if they don't deserve it, because we all mess up sometimes. The biggest mess up? Not forgiving each other's mess ups. Maybe you'll be a teacher or become president. Maybe you'll cure every disease ever. You might see the Grand Canyon or swim in the ocean. Oh, this is so much. This is a lot. Sorry. Here, try this. Take a breath. Isn't that all amazing? It's called breathing. You're going to do it a lot, but nobody knows exactly how much. So enjoy it. Pay attention, because amazing things will happen every day. You're going to do so much, but it's not about what you do. It's about who you are. And you? You're awesome. You were made that way. You were made from love, to be loved, to spread love, and love is always louder. Even if hate has a bullhorn, love is louder. So let your life be loud. Let it shout to the world. Things can be better! It's okay about all the mess-ups. Corn dogs rule! Sorry about bringing up corn dogs again. I don't think I told you this yet. We're really glad you're here. We don't say that enough to each other here. Life gets busy. You're going to be important, and you're going to do a lot. But don't get too busy. Remember to let everybody know you're glad they're here. You don't have to remember all of this right now. You're going to need a pep talk sometimes, and that's okay. For now, just remember this. You're awake. You're awesome. Live like it. So as we come upon celebrating the twins and my Gwella, I'm going to talk about the years they were born. So in 1932, this is really interesting. I bet my mom will really like this stuff. In 1932, let's see here, the average cost of a new house, and this is from thepeoplehistory.com. I did not fact check all of this, so I'm just hoping it's accurate. 1932, 89 years ago, the cost of the average house was $6,510. The average wages per year, $1,650. I'm honestly just curious, like, who or what this information was taken from, like, where, what part of the country, what demographic are you looking at? That's just, I'm throwing my two cents in there. The average cost of gasoline was 10 cents. The average cost for house rent, $18 per month. A loaf of bread, 7 cents. New car, the average price, $610. A pound of hamburger meat, 10 cents, and it goes on and on. You know, the Great Depression, the Wall Street crashed on October 29th, 1929, so the effects of that obviously were still felt in 1932 and beyond, obviously. But 13 million Americans were unemployed. This was considered, you know, the time of the Great Depression. And, oh, and just a little, sorry, FYI, my grandmother was born in Puerto Rico and then eventually came to the United States when my mom was in her maybe like late teens. My mom was the one who worked, remember, to save money for her family to come over. So she had her childhood, and at least my mom's childhood was in Puerto Rico. So BBC for the United Kingdom first debuted. That's kind of pretty cool. You know, it debuts its first experimental public television programming. Let's see here. Gandhi completed a six-day fast starting on September 16th to protest the new British-backed laws. So that was happening in the world at the time. And some other things. The Olympics were in L.A. I'm trying to think. Hold on here. Radio City Music Hall opened. By the way, I've been there. And it was a great show that I went to see. But there's so much hype, and this is not to knock New York or Radio City Music Hall, but I honestly think the Providence Performing Arts Center, for me, is more aesthetically pleasing and seemed like a more beautiful place than Radio City Music Hall. I'm glad that I went. But that's just my own two cents about that. And let's see, the Winter Olympics were held in Lake Placid. So that, oh, there was one more thing I wanted to say in here. Ah, the parking meter was invented in Oklahoma. That was the technology at the time in 1932. The parking meter. I don't even know what to say about that. The parking meter. So now I'm going to fast forward to when the twins are born in 1998. 1998, I think I was like 21, 22. No, 22. About to be 22. Yeah, something like that. So, sophomore in college. The average cost of a house now is $129,300. The average income is $38,000. And once again, I'm wondering what demographic you're looking at. Where in the world, like where in the United States? The average monthly rent, $619. The cost of gasoline now is $1.15. I actually remember getting gas for about 99 cents once, or like back in the day. The U.S. postage was 32 cents, and a pound of bacon was $2.53. That seems like a lot, right? Loaf of bread, now we're at $1.26. So what's going on in the world in 1998? There was a financial crisis in Southeast Asia. The World Cup. France won the World Cup. Yay, France, for my French listener, 1998. I love the World Cup. So France wins the World Cup in France. That's pretty sweet. That's pretty sweet. Let's see here, what else? Oh, Bill Clinton denies he had sexual relations with former White House intern Monica Lewinsky. And starting the scandal and investigations. What are we doing here? The U.S. announces the first budget surplus in 30 years. I don't know if that was the last time that ever happened, honestly. Let's see. The technology at the time. So here we go. Windows 98 was released by Microsoft. So that was the technology at the time. What does it say here? World's first digital terrestrial television service launched in the UK. The search engine Google is founded. And here we go. This takes me to now. I recently heard, I can't remember what the show was, that someone purchased a digital home. This was recently, like maybe within the past month. Someone purchased a digital home, a home that they'll never live in. Yeah, this was like, I'm looking at the CNN article from March 24th, 2021, for about $500,000. So going back to when Miguela was born, when the parking meter was first invented, to Google coming out in 1998, to today having someone purchase a digital home that they'll never live in, for $500,000. I honestly don't even know what to think. I don't know what to think. And what it makes me think about is like how many more of these things will keep happening that right now seem mind-blowing. Right? At the time, think about it. Probably it seemed like mind-blowing that you would put some words in a little box and then you'd get all of these hits, like all that would search for it in like seconds. How many more of these mind-blowing things will continue to happen, and how life has changed for Miguela and the twins, and how life will just continue to change. Isn't that amazing? I don't even know what to think. I mean, that's what it makes me think about. But let me just tell you a little bit about this home. It's called the Mars House, and I'm reading from the CNN article. It's the world's first digital NFT non-fungible token home that was purchased for more than $500,000. So I kept reading, and because I don't really know what an NFT is, but I'm just going to keep reading here, and then I'll go to another article from The Verge. An NFT is a unique digital token which effectively verifies authenticity and ownership. It is encrypted with the artist's signature on the blockchain, a digital ledger used in cryptocurrencies such as Bitcoin. Okay. NFTs have made headlines recently, allowing digital art and other musings such as drawings or music to be sold online. So it's called the Mars House. The new owner paid digital artist Krista Kim 288 Ether, a cryptocurrency that is equivalent to $514,557.79 for the virtual property. In exchange, the buyer will receive 3D files to upload to his or her quote-unquote metaverse. What is going on? Actually, if you've seen on Disney Plus's Year Million, it kind of feels like we're inching closer and closer to that Year Million. So if you haven't seen it, check it out. It's very interesting about what the future is going to look like. Metaverse is a virtual extension of our world, Kim told CNN Tuesday, where plots of virtual land are purchased and traded and digital homes and businesses are built. That's interesting. The artist, Kim, said that the concept behind the house was, quote, inspired by being locked down during the pandemic. It's the Mars House. The Mars House told Kim, who described herself as a tech-ism artist, told CNN, Mars House represents the next generation of NFTs. It is a sign of things to come as we enter an AR, augmented reality, interfaced future, with the launch of Apple AR glasses and AR contact lenses. This is really fascinating. It's fascinating. So I went to Google NFT because I'm like, what is, I don't understand non-fungible. What does that mean? So I went to The Verge and it says here, you know, well, let me just tell you a little bit about The Verge. It's an ambitious multimedia effort founded in 2011 to examine how technology will change life in the future for a massive mainstream audience. Our original editorial insight was that technology had migrated from the far fringes of the culture to the absolute center as a mobile technology created a new generation of digital consumers. Now we live in a dazzling world of screens that has ushered in revolutions in media, transportation, and science. The future is arriving faster than ever. Imagine that. So they wrote an article recently kind of explaining NFTs. And it was right before the first Twitter feed was sold. And I'll get to that in a second. And probably before that, the Mars House was sold. Yeah, because this was in March 11th. I'm not sure if they updated it in March 11th. But anyway, so the person writing the article, it's NFTs Explained by Mitchell Clark. What is an NFT? What does it stand for? Non-fungible token. That doesn't make it any clearer. Right, sorry, non-fungible more or less means that it's unique and can't be replaced with something else. For example, a Bitcoin is fungible. Trade one for another Bitcoin, and you'll have exactly the same thing. A one-of-a-kind trading card, however, is non-fungible. If you traded it for a different card, you'd have something completely different. So, I guess that's it explained in very simple terms. How does it work? At a very high level, the NFTs, actually, I'm not even going to read this because I don't even understand it. But basically, it talks about how this is happening now. And not only was a virtual house sold recently for $500,000, the founder of Twitter sold one for just under $3 million. I believe the first tweet on Monday, and this was in March, Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey sold the first ever published tweet as an NFT for $2.9 million. The tweet, which said, quote, just, you know, no capital, setting up my TWTTR, the end of the quote, was published on March 21st, 2006. And that was sold for $2.9 million. If I told my Guella that, I don't even, would she even understand that? She'd be like, what the hell are you talking about? Or if I wish, that would be interesting if I had asked her, or if I told her what's happening right now in the world, what her response might be to that, related to the virtual house that no one will ever, quote, like, live in, and a tweet that was sold for millions of dollars. Holy, you should, if you have someone around that's older, ooh, maybe I'll ask my dad what he thinks about that. That I should record. So yeah, people, this is the kind of world that we're living now, from the past to now, and how many more things like this will happen. I'm honestly, it blows my mind right now. It does blow my mind right now. $2.9 million on a tweet. Can you process that? Or can you help me process that? I'm a little confused. So, from 1932 to 1998 to now, that's what's been happening in the world. And to my Gwella and to the twins, I love you with all my heart. My Gwella is, you know, she has early onset Alzheimer's. I mentioned this in one of the other episodes about ancestors. But you know what it is? You know what's amazing about my Gwella? Her hugs. Her hugs are just like, she is maybe 5'2", if that. But her hugs are tight. You feel her love when she wraps her arms around you. And they're just like, whether or not she remembers you, I don't care. That doesn't matter. Because I know she feels me. She feels, you can feel the love in her hugs. Her hugs are amazing. My grandmother has the best hugs. And to the twins in this world, holy moly, you two are amazing young women who I know will change the world and already have. Thank you for opening your hearts to me. Because remember, I'm not their biological mom, but they let me in, and they are amazing, beautiful human beings. And some of you know them, and some of you are like, you know, snapping because you totally understand and agree, and their older sister too, even though it's not her birthday. But you know how it is with siblings. When you're a parent, you have to like do everything in whatever number of kids you have. You just have to. That's the rule. You just have to do it. If somebody's birthday, everybody gets a present. That's how it goes. Well, that's how it went in my house anyway. So lucky all of them, huh? So I'm gonna wrap up with a poem, and this poem I actually heard for the first time in the movie called In Her Shoes. I believe Cameron Diaz said it during her sister's wedding. And this is for anyone. It kind of matches the season too. I feel like the past 48 hours, there weren't any flowers on trees. And now literally the apple tree is turning green. The peach tree is turning pink with its flowers, and this other tree that we name after my niece, it's like the umbrella tree. Well, she's not an umbrella, but anyway, it just flowered in the past 48 hours to everything that's budding and wakening up to the world, and to people that you love. This is a poem, and especially dedicated to the people I love who are having birthdays today and tomorrow, or in April. I carry your heart with me. I carry it in me, and it's by E.E. Cummings. I carry your heart with me. I carry it in my heart. I am never without it. Anywhere I go, you go, my dear. And whatever is done by me is your doing, my darling. I fear no fate, for you are my fate, my sweet. I want no world, for beautiful you are my world, my true. And it's you are whatever a moon has always meant, and whatever a sun will always sing is you. Here is the deepest secret nobody knows. Here is the root of the root and the bud of the bud. And the sky of the sky of a tree called life, which grows higher than soul can hope or mind can hide. And this is the wonder that's keeping the stars apart. I carry your heart. I carry it in my heart. Happy birthday, Gwella. Happy birthday, twins. I carry your heart. I carry it in my heart. Okay, people, stay tuned. Friday, I have a great interview with Aaron Myers. So please tune in. I'm going to try to keep releasing on Tuesdays and Fridays. But if I don't, I'll at least release things once a week, either on a Tuesday or Friday. I hope you're well. I missed you. Thanks for tuning in. Until then, accept your sparkle, surrender to it, and allow it to be so. Keep shining!